Still got it.
Still got it, Emma. That was smooth.
Wow. It feels like it's been a long time, Amanda.
It may have been a long time.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Two? I think two.
But, oh, I don't know, man.
Life gets crazy.
Life does get crazy.
But we're back.
We're back. Better than ever. How was your marathon Monday?
It was great. I saw the marathon. Went to see Bobby Lovich cross the finish line. He did it amazingly.
That's incredible.
It was really inspiring for mine. I got 1 month left. This was the kick I needed.
There you go. Where are you running your marathon?
In Maine.
In Maine.
You gotta do it.
The home state.
So, it was good. How was your Monday
marathon? Kind of lazy morning, but got so much work done.
Yes, that's the best.
At a pace that it didn't feel like I was in a sweet spot. It was great.
What the heck?
I don't know. A magical Monday.
I'm happy for you. That's actually really great.
Thank you.
I've been waiting for that to happen. Hasn't happened yet, but it will, hopefully.
Maybe I'll give you some special...
Yeah, pass those over because I need to do a lot of work tomorrow.
That's fun. I still haven't gone in to see the marathon.
You got to do it next year. It's so fun. Finish line at Copley is just like...
I heard it's really emotional.
Really emotional. I always end up at least tearing up. Because, a lot of times, if you're right before the finish, there's also a curve, too. And people, will run it and see the finish line for the first time and start, sprinting. Or, sometimes people's legs lock up and then other people help them run to the finish, which is really cute, cool, too. But it's just, it's such a great moment for everyone that's in it and
I'm
watching.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I bet.
You should do it.
I think
it's definitely an underrated...
Really?
Event.
All right.
It's just a marathon, you know? So people don't realize.
Right. Well, it's also, I don't know, it's special that we have a nice, you know, a Massachusetts thing, a Boston thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. That's all I have to say, really.
Me too, dude.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour.
88 miles per hour.
The first song we heard was The Mirror by Field Mouse, and I just found that song today and I liked it a lot.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. Good and moves. I got more music. Thumbs up. Let's listen to this one.
Perfect.
was Sunbeam Sound Machine with the song Cosmic Love Affair. Before that, we heard...
What did we hear?
Jungle.
Jungle by Tash Sultana, my bad.
Sorry, put you on the spot.
Unprepared to speak.
And before that was Calling It Love Isn't Love, parens, Don't Fall in Love, by A Sunny Day in Glasgow. Kind of a...
lot of things going on.
There's a lot of things going on there. Someone was feeling a lot when they wrote that song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of...
relatable.
Yeah. A lot of emotions there.
Comes through.
Yeah. I feel like I don't have a lot to say, which is weird because we haven't had a show in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Nothing.
I'm really... it's just that kind of Monday, I think. A lot of things have happened, but
right.
I couldn't tell you what they were.
No. Okay, wait. So I was talking to my friend from home on the phone the other day, and they were telling me about Pop Day. Pop Day, which I guess is apparently this concept that, like, in the spring, all of a sudden you wake up one morning and everything has bloomed.
Yeah, bloomed.
But I don't know if I've felt that this year. I kind of feel like I've seen a gradual, and I think maybe it's because I've been consciously looking out for it because I so desperately wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that I've been paying extra special close attention to all of our budding leaf friends.
I've been just very anxiously waiting even just the sign of buds.
Right.
But I did see a bunch today, so I'm excited.
Yes,
like
me
on
too.
Campus, because I've noticed I was getting really nervous because I was like, I haven't actually seen buds anywhere, and I'm scared that we aren't getting leaves.
Right.
But I saw them. So
it happened. It happened.
It's happening.
But I don't. It seemed more gradual to me than, you know, waking up one morning and all of a sudden, everything's popped.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, but I feel like in the past maybe it's felt that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think if you're not really looking for it.
Right.
It just seems so late. I think it got late enough where I actually was like, what's going on
right
here?
Right,
where's
I agree.
Where's the spring?
I think that's what happened too.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, more tunes.
More tunes.
Thank you.
histrionic exit. And I sat on that bed so perplexed, strung out and fuming and vexed. Whisper louder what you want from me, because I can't fucking hear you. You keep crying the way Jesus do. Maybe this isn't about ya. Or maybe this isn't about ya. Or someone tell the boys they're not important anymore. Just like my ex-boyfriend, and he's got my ring in his bed. He turned me sideways and said I don't wanna have sex, and I couldn't get a word in. I should have paid him. I'm just a vessel still. I guess I need to be filled. Oh, someone tell the boys they're not important anymore. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
Hello. We're back.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Amanda, what was that?
That was Bite the Hand by Boy Genius. Check them out.
Great song.
They're amazing. Three great artists all teaming up.
They're wonderful together. Before that, we heard Illumination by Broadcast. Before that, Someone Tell the Boys by Samia. Before that, Strawberries by Sobe Set. Seksu? Seksu. I'm gonna go with Seksu.
I don't think I know.
Yeah, my Spotify radio, I have to say, surprisingly good lately.
That's exciting. Mine has been doing the thing where it just loops the same, like, stuff.
I get that.
I'm really sick of it.
I get that a lot on my Discover Weekly.
Yeah.
That it's half of it I've listened to probably more than half of it.
Yeah.
Which is...
No, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if you see that I listen to this band a lot, why do you recommend me...
No, exactly.
...the same... Every once in a while, maybe there's a song I've, like, missed by a band that I listen to a lot, but yeah. I don't... Doesn't really do it for me, but the radio has been really good.
Wait, what's... What are you saying? What's a Spotify...
So, for example, like, if you put on an album and then you, like, finish the album,
it
plays you kind of something in the same vein.
I do enjoy that. But it's my issue has been that I'm listening to the same type of music, so then the radio's just that music more. So if anyone wants to send me some recommendations,
there you go.
I would appreciate it a lot.
I wish I could solicit recommendations out of people more often.
I've seen people post to, like, Facebook or Instagram, like, stories and stuff and be like, send me song recommendations.
Maybe that's not
honestly
a bad idea.
I'm tempted. I might do that today.
Because actually, what worst comes to worst, you listen to some stuff and you don't love it, like, you're not losing anything by that. You might as well check news. All right, let's do
we're
it.
We're doing it. After. A we'll post. Of us and
Amanda and Emma need some new tunes.
New music, anything is acceptable. Anything.
See, okay, my fear though then is I feel like what percentage of people are going to just submit jokes, you know?
I don't know, actually. Because they have to put it out to the world. Like, if I put this on Facebook, let's say, like, they
right,
have to comment
publicly.
It.
That's
but
true.
Instagram could be just, like, not great.
Also true.
We'll see.
We'll do an experiment.
We'll keep y'all updated.
Right. And check back in next week. Yep. We'll let you know our findings.
I'm actually excited for this because I need new music.
I did too. I've been pretty good recently. More like consuming new music. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Although I feel like the busier that I am, I listen to less music. Which
no, same. That's what happened this week.
I feel like maybe for some other people that goes the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm doing a lot of work. I'm really busy. No. Like, I put on music all the time, but I don't.
It doesn't work for me.
No, like, me neither.
I can't do it. I can't focus as well because I get distracted by the music. Like, I'll think about it too much.
Right.
And then, or my work is writing music, so I can't listen, which is really sad.
That makes sense, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. Anyways.
Speaking of music,
we have more of it. I was trying to find this. Okay. Let's see.
Do we have a song recommendation from someone?
We do.
A request. Nice. Exciting.
From my wonderful father.
Yes.
But I'm having trouble finding. Oh, I see. Ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
We've got it.
Yeah, we're going to have it, but we have to stall for like a second.
Let's see.
Got any jokes?
Oh, actually, yeah. This is my friend's favorite joke. What happened? What do you call a cow that jumps over a barbed wire fence?
I don't know.
Utter destruction.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wait, I feel like I may have told that wrong. I'm going to Google it, but I think that's what it
is. No, that makes sense.
I feel like destruction may have been a different word.
Oh.
But you get it.
Get the gist. It's the same.
The joke,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
something
yeah.
about the otter.
Yeah.
Classic me just okay. not able to tell a joke and have it be funny.
I remember that time on the radio we did that like brain teaser and we were so convinced that we got it right. And then like 2 days later we were like,
it was wrong.
Oh,
we
no.
We announced it to the people and everything.
There was no coming back from
no,
that. That was the end of that.
Not great.
Well.
Do we have it?
Yes, we have it. After much searching, we did it.
Nice.
We laughed about the ways I can never read you. We kept it close, the words I used in vain. Thank you.
sad song.
A sad song.
A sad song.
You were waiting outside for me in the sun, laying down to soak it all in before we had to run. I was always 10 feet behind you from the start. Didn't know you were gone till we were in the car. Oh, the glory of it all was lost on me till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you. And I would always be light years away from you. Light years away from you. I thought I saw your mother last weekend in the park. It could have been anybody. Everyone was lighting up in the shadows alone. You could have been right there next to me, and I'd have never known. Oh, the glory of it all was lost on me till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you. And I would always be light years away from you. Light years away from you. Light years away from you.
seems to go right, and every time I talk, it's an attempt at a fight. You know I've got everything wrong.
get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A basement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe.
From the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
That's our favorite PSA.
Favorite PSA.
All right. We heard Elvis in the Freezer by Rat Boys, Bitter Medicine by Tanuch Khan, Distance by Karina Karina, Light Years by The National.
Sad song.
Sad song. Mm-hmm. It was a sad song. And Glimmer Man by Sun System. That was a lot of music we rolled through. It's almost... nine, though.
How
the time has flown by. I know. I'm very sad. All right. You got anything to say?
I hope everybody has a lovely week.
Me too.
Easter is this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Enjoy.
Did you see Notre Dame burning to the ground?
That was a shock today that I wasn't prepared to.
No.
Terrible. Actually, you need to read the updates about that.
I think they have it under control now.
Okay, that's good. That's really, really sad.
But I know. Really wild.
Unexpected. That was like, we got that news when we were at the marathon today, and I was like, whoa.
I hadn't heard about it for a while, and then all of a sudden it was like the only thing anyone could talk about.
Yeah. It's just like crazy. It's like 500 years old, right?
I think older than that.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
That's
anyways,
insane.
Yeah. But I think they're handling it.
That's good. It's taken care of.
Hopefully. It is. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening.
And on a positive note. Have a great week.
Yeah. Wonderful. Will we be here next week? Yes.
We should be.
All right. Well, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, 88 miles per hour. We will leave you with one more song.